This is the Trenches Technology Podcast with your host, Sharon Bueno, Managing Editor of Trenches Technology Magazine. Welcome back to the Trenches Technology Podcast. On today's episode, I'm talking with Kevin Smith, who was tapped in January as the general manager of the recently formed Ditch Witch division of the Toro Company. Kevin has 20 years in the Ditch Witch organization, gaining experience in a gamut of areas, including manufacturing, product development, research and development, and sales, to name a few. He has served as president of MTI Equipment and later led the Subsite Electronics and Hammerhead businesses, where his leadership was instrumental in driving growth for both brands and developing Hammerhead's repair and rehabilitation strategy for the underground utility markets. He's now tasked with bringing the businesses of Ditch Witch, Subsite Electronics, American Augers, and Trencor into one organization whose products will be sold primarily through the worldwide Ditch Witch dealer channel. We'll get Kevin's perspective on his plans for the Ditch Witch division, as well as thoughts on the 2021 trenches market. And we'll talk a little bit about how the COVID pandemic has affected Ditch Witch's operations, as well as his thoughts on how a new administration in DC may affect US manufacturing. So we have a lot to get to with Kevin, so let me officially welcome him onto the podcast. Hey, Kevin.
Hello, Sharon. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. I mentioned a few things in your background in the intro, but perhaps you could introduce yourself a little bit and how you got involved in the trenches technology industry.
Oh, sure. Be happy to. Mine's kind of a lifelong kind of story. I grew up out on the farm ground around farm equipment, construction equipment, and my dad actually worked and retired from the Ditch Witch organization after 40 years. And so he'd occasionally over the years bring home some equipment while I was a young boy. I'd get some time to spend a little bit of time in the seat digging in the dirt. And right, probably what young kid doesn't enjoy something like that. And so that's kind of where I got started from the roots. But actually I started out here on the shop floor in 1993. And if you think back to that time frame, that's when Trenchless was really kicking off, getting up and running. And so through several years, I got to spend a lot of time in product development and sales and marketing while all of the HDD equipment was rapidly advancing. And I got the opportunity to work with customers around the world, helping them kind of put our products into service in some of those more challenging, difficult bores. If you think back to some of our early products, RS-860s or the all-terrain technologies. So that's really kind of what got me hooked on enjoying this underground market. It's just great people, and it's down home. And at the end of the day, it's just a great, great industry to be a part of.
Now, I said and mentioned in the intro that you led MTI Equipment, which is where actually I got to know you a little bit through the trade shows and such. Also Subsite and Hammerhead. Talk a little bit about what you've learned from those experiences about each of those brands and their places within the trenchless industry.
Sure. I would probably just start out with saying, overall, I think I got a much greater understanding of our customers' overall needs in those different segments around the market, right? Because while we may work in one or two, our contractors work across all the different spaces. And so if you think down to my time at MTI, MTI Equipment was all about kind of understanding the dynamics across all brands, right? It wasn't specific to a unique brand. It was all brands around. For a contractor, it's the acquisition of equipment, disposal of equipment, really understanding the life cycle of products and the importance of maintenance and how contractors continually, how we could work through that. So really a much broader understanding, I think, of their overall equipment operation needs. Up at Hammerhead, I got the great opportunity to dive into a different segment in the market around the rehabilitation side and, working with the contractors in the different environments that they're in. You're now going in, not in a new install, but you're doing rehabilitation many times on site of an existing infrastructure. And so the challenges they're faced with is definitely different in that space. And, more recently down to Subsite, with Subsite Electronics, I would tell you what stands out most is just the importance of underground awareness. Mm-hmm. If you think about our industry, it's an extremely critical piece to the longevity of our industry. And it speaks to what our contractors face every day. The underground space is continuing to get more and more congested. Understanding and being able to navigate around that, to be able to locate and identify it, extremely important. And so at a high level, I guess that's what I would tell you is that outside of my 20 years in Ditch Witch, being in the other businesses just helped give me a broader, well-rounded perspective of what our contractors deal with every day.
Now, as you noted, you have more than two decades in this industry, and it's a close and tight-knit industry. We have a lot of pioneers still working in the industry that have many decades. What is it about trenchless technology that excites everybody and keeps everybody so involved as, quote unquote, a lifer, so to speak, in the industry?
Well, that is so true, right? We are a very tight, close-knit group. You know, I can point to many stories, as you probably can as well, as being in an airport. I was in Singapore many years ago flying home and ran into a contractor out of Nebraska. And you just never know where you're going to run into them. But if you think about, I think, what excites us as a whole, I think all of us in this space, it's really down to the core roots of what we do matters. Mm-hmm. You know, we're improving, we're supporting the world's underground infrastructure. And its focus is around building a safer, you know, more solid future for, you know, our communities and families. And, you know, I think to me, that's something we all look for, that yearning in our careers of, I want to do something that truly does matter and impact. And I think for me, that's the major thing of what's neat about this industry. You know, and I've got a teammate, I tell a little story. He does a great job talking about what we do. You can sum up in the first 30 minutes of your day. You know, if you think about it, you wake up in the morning, you roll over to hit the alarm clock, right? Powers, you flip the lights on, the power comes on, you grab your smart device and you check the latest news that's coming on, you stumble to the bathroom, you turn the water on, you brush your teeth, you do something else, it goes away, and you glance out the window and watch your sprinkler system come on and look at that beautiful landscape, right? I mean, if you really think about that and what our contractors do, it impacts everybody's day-to-day lives, and I just think it's very meaningful.
Now, there's been a lot of changes going on in Perry, Oklahoma in the past few years. You had the Charles Machine Works company acquired by Toro, and now the recent announcement of Ditch Witch putting several companies under its umbrella. Talk about the new group of companies now under that umbrella and why these changes, why this realignment was made, and what's your role in all of this?
Yeah, sure. Well, and you know, I think as you think about it, it's about alignment with our channel to market. And if you look at the Ditch Witch division as a whole and our goal, you know, the Ditch Witch brand has been evolving for the last 70 years to meet the needs of our customers. From that entry level 1949 trencher, right? Pedestrian trencher, to the more complicated products that we offer today. And our dealer have continued to evolve with us. And it's about providing that localized service and support to the customers. And so as we looked at this latest reorganization about taking Ditch Witch, American Augers, Subsite, and Trencor, it was about aligning with the needs of our customers to deliver that localized service and support when they need it around the world, and leveraging the synergies to give them improved products long term. And so, you know, for me, that's what I think it's really all about, is we're focused on helping find solutions for customers and their job sites for the challenges they face each and every day.
Now, noticeably, Hammerhead and like Radius HTD, for instance, were not a part of this realignment. Why was that? And what did, I guess, if you can talk about what their role is going forward within the company then?
Well, sure. You know, they're sister brands to the other brands in the portfolio we've talked about. And both have a very important role in the segment. But the Ditch Witch divisional alignment, again, with Ditch Witch, American Auger, Subsite, Trencor, was around aligning about our channel to market through the dealer channel. And when you look at Hammerhead, Hammerhead's role in the family is focused on the rehabilitation segment. And today that's a direct channel market where they're working with customers hand in, because it's a rapidly evolving one and we're wanting to make sure we're supporting customers. And Radius is a very similar one as well. They service all brands of equipment and sell through a direct channel market. And so for us, that was kind of why the alignment with the Ditch Witch division came together, and we're going to continue to support those as standalone brands in the other segments.
Talk a little bit about what the short and long-term plans are for this new Ditch Witch division. What's on the top of the list in each of those areas?
Sure. Well, you know, first and foremost, it's about coming together. I mean, and I think it fits to a little bit of our tagline of we're in this together, right? That it's about supporting our dealer channel. It's about alignment with our internal employees and taking the expertise that we have across to better focus on the job sites that we can bring, you know, key technology to help customers. You know, our customers are looking for ways every day to improve their performance and ultimately their bottom line. And so for us, we're going to figure out how do we, we're in the process of working through taking all that talent that we've got, bringing it together in a way that benefits our end users. And so if you really look to the day one, it's all about coming together. And we're continuing to find that path for helping our dealers on board to be prepared for supporting that larger equipment to deliver that localized service and support long term.
I mean, it's hard to believe that we have entered year two of the COVID pandemic. It's impacted so many of our personal and professional lives. How has the pandemic affected how Ditch Witch has done business the last year? What have been some of the challenges that you've seen? Obviously, you were at Hammerhead during this past year for most of it. But what were some of the challenges? I mean, for example, there haven't been any trade shows this past year. It sort of kind of got short-circuited very early on, which is a key marketing tool for a lot of companies to get their products out there. So talk about some of the challenges you've seen.
I joke with people. I definitely think we're all starving a little bit for a little interaction, right? Getting face-to-face and having some interactions. But, you know, I think you hit the nail right on the head out of the gates there that we've been asking so much of our teams, our customers, everybody in the industry, as we've all worked to deal with what's been demanded of us, both personally and professionally, right? It's been pulling on both sides of us, and it's been a delicate balance. You know, for us, first and foremost, you know, our leadership team has been completely focused around how do we keep our teams safe while still getting creative to find those solutions to meet the customer needs. And so to your point, right, trade shows have shifted. So how we go embrace customers and share technology and information has changed. Our approaches for how we're doing dealer conferences and other things have had to adjust. And for us, I think it's just that, trying to balance between what the needs are from everybody personally and professionally and how we can deliver ultimately supplying that customer need.
How do you think the trenchless market has fared in the past year under the pandemic era? And how do you see it going forward in 2021? How do you see it playing out?
Yeah, well, you know, as we came through that coming out of Con Expo, right? And I think that was just the real nail that got struck for all of us. You know, all of us went through a real quick pullback and I think wondering what was going to take place. But I think right out of the gates, we started seeing positive movement across our utility segments. And it became very apparent very quickly just how important the essential nature of our industry is, that as we came through the pandemic, I think it's actually fueled an awareness that wasn't there before. And so I think that's a positive light. And when you look, we saw residential construction continue to drive up. Mm-hmm. Housing starts were expanding. Broadband, right? This push to need to get worldwide to get better access to broadband for whether that's telehealth or that's education. Those are real things that matter that our industry has probably benefited from overall. And no doubt on the larger energy segment, we've seen mixed results depending on where you are and what market and what geographic region. But I think as a whole, we definitely came through a lot stronger than we ever thought possible. And everything points to F21 continuing to be a good year in the underground construction space.
Well, that's good to hear. Yeah. Because of the pandemic, companies had implemented changes in the way they operate, some of which will likely continue after this crisis ends. What are some of the pandemic attributed changes that Ditch Witch made this past year that you see sticking around because it made the company better or more efficient?
Yeah, there's no doubt we had a lot of things that we've all had to embrace. And, you know, as we were getting ready to kick off, just thinking about this, virtual is a new world that we live in. We're doing this as an example in this podcast. But, you know, I think the way we communicate with employees, the way we're embracing customers, our dealers, how we're able to go at them, leveraging that virtual online platform for training and help meeting the needs of customers and getting information out. I think that's one that we'll continue to see leveraged. I think we've found ways to help deliver content, meaningful ways to our contractors and customers that doesn't always require having to jump on an airplane and be there face to face. Now, I think there's a balance to that, right, that we're all going to have to find. But the flexibility that's given and given to our workforces, I think it does play a role going forward. And, you know, I would just share, we just hosted our annual Ditch Witch Dealer Conference. We host that every year. We did that virtually this year for the first time.
Wow.
And, you know, definitely had its technology challenges, but the team worked extremely hard. And I think we found a great way to deliver meaningful content to them to help them succeed this year. And so I think that's what we're going to be looking for, is where is the right balance for each and every one of us, maybe even in your roles, what you might have flown trade shows for in the past. Now there may be different tools in which we go and implement, but it's definitely going to be, I think, about flexibility and how we leverage those long term.
We talked a little bit about that Ditch Witch has been in the construction market for decades. It's a pioneering company in the trenchless industry as well. Kind of talk about the brands now under the umbrella and how do they fit in their specific markets within trenchless.
Yeah, we have four strong supportive brands really that are global when you look at them. And you know, we're going to continue to focus on those through the Ditch Witch dealer channel, where we can leverage them to deliver that localized service and support. And you know, each of those brands are uniquely positioned and what they bring to the market. And we're wanting to harness and leverage that, right? So where they can work together and help a customer. And our goal is to make it easier for a customer to work with a single supplier, regardless of their trenchless needs, you know, big or small. Sorry about that.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, so yeah, I think at the end, it's all about, you know, how we're able to deliver those needs across either or large or small equipment. And we're going to be working together. You'll see the synergies come together in the brands as we go through the year, but they're also going to be uniquely positioned and working in their own segments.
We have a new administration in Washington, D.C. I'm curious from a manufacturer's perspective, how does a new U.S. administration affect the manufacturing industry? I mean, I've always heard that in an election year, manufacturing kind of tightens up a little bit because you don't know how the wind's going to blow on the results of an election. How do you prepare for that as a manufacturing company?
Well, that's a fair discussion point, because I think if you look back in history, every administration change, I think many industries experience this, right? There's a little bit of a pent-up wondering mm-hmm. that takes place coming into that. And I don't think this year was any different, other than COVID had a completely additional factor that had people wondering kind of where we would go. As I guess I look at what the new administration's bringing on, you know, we're working closely with our partner in AEM mm-hmm. to kind of better understand how we can help educate and work with the new administration to try to drive some positive changes for our industry. There is no doubt there's need to be able to do that. We've got to be able to remove some of the blocks for our customers and contractors to quickly get out and perform work, take away some of that red tape, if you will, in permitting and other things long term. And, you know, while we've seen some recent changes in policy across the U.S., you know, I'm still very hopeful that we're going to find that right balance that continues to drive that, you know, the industry forward. I kind of mentioned this earlier, but I just think it's so true. You know, we work in an amazing industry. It is truly essential for improving the world around us. And I think if we can partner with the administration and truly focus on that, what we're bringing, that's where I think the real opportunity lies long term.
Finally, I'm curious as to get your general thoughts on being at the helm of such an iconic brand of companies. Ditch Witch has deep and pioneering roots in the trenchless market in particular. So I guess I'm curious as to how, when you're sitting in your chair, what thoughts go through your mind about now leading this company that you grew up with, actually, now that you talked about your father worked there?
Yeah, you know, I think the first word is humbling and blessed, right? Lord's been good and truly blessed to even have this opportunity. And I get to work with such an amazing group of people across the entire division. But, you know, if I think back, I had a tremendous opportunity to get to work around Ed Malzahn over my career. Mm-hmm. And, you know, his commitment to that pioneering spirit of innovation in this industry, you know, his integrity, this is something he drilled into all of us, integrity above all things, care for our fellow family members and communities. And, you know, lastly and above all, it was okay to have fun here. And it still is. And, you know, I've just been extremely impressed as I look at how well, you know, aligned our culture and the values that we have had are aligned with the Toro company. And it's just truly an honor to sit here and think that I'll be leading the Ditch Witch division into the future. And I'm excited to be a part of it with the team members.
Well, that wraps up another Trenchless Technology podcast. I want to thank Kevin Smith and Ditch Witch for joining me today. To learn all about the goings on in the trenchless world, check out the latest issue of Trenchless Technology. You can find it in your mailbox, inbox, or online at trenchlesstechnology.com.
This has been a Trenchless Technology podcast. To hear more of my conversations about the trenchless industry, go to trenchlesstechnology.com/podcast.